Oh, baby. First things first, we like you to stare. We used to go on stage in our underwear. We changed up, we got a brand new beat. Now we got the sound that's popping in the street. They all stare. Can I help you? Everybody jam, cause this party's going ham. Just stare. Can I help you? Ain't nobody stopping, cause we got this party popping now. Second things first, we know you got thirst, but we like it when you're feeding for the funk until it hurts your hair. Can you blame me? Every time you whip it to the beat, it make a brother just stare.
Sister, freak me.
Nobody got a chance. You need your backup. Let me show you how to dance. Hurry, ma, tell me what you wanna do. Do you wanna? Do you wanna sexy dancer? Sexy dancer. Do you wanna? You don't wanna stake it, cause you know we couldn't take it. When you shake it, baby, careful not to break it now.
Don't break it now.
Don't break it now. Oh, do you wanna? Last things last, I need your number fast. I'd rather let the music talk while you and me walk into the past.
Berend was an engineer of great distinction and was himself in line to receive the prized Edison Medal. But he also felt keenly the injustices done to Nikola Tesla. It was outrageous, he believed, that the man who had created the modern age of electric power, with all its blessings to people and industry, towns and cities around the world, should now be struggling to keep a hotel roof over his head. It was outrageous that he was being deprived of reward and honor for his invention of radio, while others commercialized it. That he had received little credit for lighting inventions that were profiting others. That electrotherapeutics, and my interjection here for a moment, Margaret describes this electrotherapeutics as the medical uses of high-frequency currents, which he also refers to as diathermy and hyperthermia at other places, and writes in the chapter The Birthday Parties, and which we first discussed in our August 14, 2016 show. Tesla to Global General Strike is the MP3. We first discussed this quote. At the American Congress of Physical Therapy in New York On September 6, 1932, Dr. Gustav Kolischer of Mount Sinai Hospital and Michael Reese Hospital, Chicago, announced that high-frequency electrical currents were bringing about, quote, highly beneficial results, unquote, in dealing with cancer. Modern cancer treatment has, of course, says Margaret, progressed even farther, and the full medical implications of Tesla's techniques are still being explored. And she was writing in 1981. Needless to say, the deleterious effects of Nikola's discoveries have been explored and are continuously being explored still more vigorously and enthusiastically by the power-besotted shadow global statesmen. So we must be suspicious whenever the power guys present us with some new cancer treatment, as they are currently doing. The New York Times of October 19, 2017 describes it as a, quote, form of gene therapy that genetically reboots a patient's own immune cells to kill cancer, unquote. Because we know that EMF affects cell growth, both cancer cells and immunoprotective cells, i.e., it can be used both to cause cancer and, at least so says Dr. Kolischer, as well as therapeutically. And as we also know that the power guys continuously strive, their safety issues being always uppermost in their minds, always strive to monopolize the ability to shape reality, determine the world we live in, the future. As they want to monopolize who determines the future, they want all the money. We've talked about this. And are ever on, and I have to, you know, you have to smile, not smile. You have to understand that when they keep encouraging the billionaires to give all their money away, that is, the billionaires who aren't already one of theirs, among their number, and I've already said on this show, I am absolutely certain that that means Bill Gates. But those who are not among their number are probably numerous. It's a small little group of folks allowed into this this secret use of EMF. And Bill Gates has funded what they call geoengineering, you know, the spraying of aluminum sulfates and other particles into the atmosphere that I absolutely know, because they are all over the sky when they are amping up the stream, hitting me, as I've already said. But bears repeating, they use that technique to amplify the effect, increase the intensity of the EMF assault that they're, whatever EMF assault they're in the midst of. So, I mean, that's a big tell. Also, the other stuff he funds, which is artificially created, or well, I'm getting too off track. He funds genetically modified this and that, and food, and all the stuff they figure can buy us off in the future. They know the key means, resources needed to sustain life, and they want to be the ones who provide it. In any case, we know that these guys want all the money, and that they want to be the only ones with resources sufficient to change things. Resources sufficient to change things. So they want all of us, the wealthy and not, in harness, dancing on the strings, dancing on their strings, and are ever on the lookout for blank checks, catastrophic events, and new diseases or syndromes that they can invent that will continuously redirect money back into their pockets.